Ekrem İmamoğlu's victory in Istanbul gave the opposition their first chance to celebrate there in decades. Thousands came to hear his victory address late at night. İmamoğlu said the election result marked a new beginning for both the city and the country.
Kimseyi dışarıda bırakmayın. Kimseyi ayrıştırmayın.
Don't exclude anyone. Don't discriminate against anyone. Embrace everyone. Partisanship is now over. Now there are rights, law and justice.
Artık liyakat ve ahlak var, ahlak. Artık hak, hukuk, adalet var.
İmamoğlu's success is built on this message of unity and a promise to end polarizing politics. All through the night, people danced and partied, celebrating the end of 25 years of control by President Erdogan's AK Party and its Islamist predecessors. In the district of Beşiktaş, an opposition stronghold, 83% of people voted for İmamoğlu. The locals say his message of consensus offers hope to Istanbul. And they also see him as the man who can defeat Erdogan.
We are so happy about it. We are waiting this like so long, and now he's here, and his message is he wants us to be together. That's the way. That's the point. And we trust. Like, me and my friends, like we trust him, my dad, my mom, and everyone. And I hope it's gonna be like victory in few years. He's gonna be the like president. I believe him. And last night we celebrated, and we still like so excited, and everything's gonna be good.
A ferry boat from Beşiktaş across the mighty Bosphorus waterway takes you to the Üsküdar district. This is the home of Erdogan and a traditional stronghold for the president. Even here, people narrowly voted for İmamoğlu. Among supporters of Erdogan's AK Party, there are mixed feelings.
Ali Yıldırım olsaydı daha iyiydi aslında. Ya zaten o adamlar kaç seneden beri...
Personally, I'm sad. I've been voting for Recep Tayyip Erdogan since his first mayoral election in Istanbul in 1993. It would have been better if his candidate had won. These men have been in power for years. They have experience. This newcomer, what does he know?
However, another AK Party supporter says the Istanbul defeat is a sign the party and Erdogan have lost their way.
Yani annem rahmetlik derdi ki, 3 tane oğlan doğurdum.
My late mother used to say, I gave birth to 3 sons, but God later gave me Erdogan as my 4th son. That's how much we loved him. But I don't know what happened. The government's now blind to the people. Firstly, it's time to make peace with the people. They must stop imprisoning intellectuals and bring back freedom of expression. Secondly, they must listen to their own people. They have to ask, how do we rejuvenate the economy? If they continue with the same mentality, I'm telling you very clearly that they won't even get 15% of the votes in the next election.
Orada yetkililer Mürsi'ye müdahale etmiyorlar. İşte ben de diyorum ki Mürsi...
Erdogan put his political prestige on the line campaigning for his candidate Binali Yıldırım. The president's hardline nationalist campaign rhetoric and defeat will strengthen critics within his own AK Party that it's abandoned its once broad, inclusive base. Mesut Yeğen is sociology professor at Istanbul Şehir University. He says the Istanbul result has made Erdogan vulnerable and will be the impetus for a split within the party.
His charisma now is kind of injured, this is for sure. This defeat in Istanbul has shown that the recent route, which has been pursued by AK Party, has not been good for the conservatives in Turkey. So, guess is that in September or so, we'll basically see a new party, because those who are running AK Party does not represent the diversity of the conservatives even, or the religious people in Turkey. So that means those who are about to build this new party will basically tell to the Turkish people that, okay, we need a kind of much more diverse or much more inclusive conservative liberal party.
Istanbul gave Erdogan's first victory as mayor in 1994 and was a springboard for him to dominate Turkish politics. Sunday's loss of the city could prove just as significant. Doreen Jones, DW, Istanbul.